Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we are going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading. Most of us have been taught to read, examine, and study the Bible, but in Lectio, we practice allowing the Bible to read, examine, and study us. As we listen to the words of Scripture, we pay attention to the movements of the Spirit within us. We notice what stirs up and stands out. We practice trusting that the God of the universe resides in us and is guiding us. We listen with the ear of our heart. Today, we're going to practice Lectio using John chapter 10, verses 7 through 10, where Jesus uses the imagery of God as shepherd. This will happen in three parts. I'll read the words of Scripture in each part, prompting you to listen for something specific. So I want to invite you now to begin to take some deep breaths and to cultivate stillness within. Become aware of God's presence with you, God who is good, who loves you, and is so tender toward you. Now, in this first part of Lectio, I'm going to read through these verses twice. And as I do, I want you to listen for and pay attention to a word, a phrase, or an image that stands out more than any other. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." Now, I want you to take a few moments and simply sit with the word or phrase or image that stands out more than any other. Now, in the second part of Lectio, I'm going to read again through the passage. And as I do, I want you to be listening for and considering the significance. So the word or the phrase or the image that's standing out for you today, this is where you ask, why might that be significant for me today? Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full." So again, take a couple moments and just simply sit with the significance. Why might this be significant for you today? And now in this final part of Lectio, I'm again going to read through the passage. And as I do, I want you to be listening for and considering what might be the invitation. Is there something that you are being invited into, to be or to become today or in the days ahead? "Therefore, Jesus said again, 'Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full.' Therefore, Jesus said again, 'Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.'" So take a few moments now and consider, what is the invitation for you today? I encourage you to end your time of Lectio in conversation with Jesus. Rest in the gift of his presence. Allow yourself to be held by the one in whom all things hold together.